Numbers 6 through 7. Again, the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the sons of Israel, and say to them, when a man or a woman makes a special vow, namely, the vow of a Nazarite, to live as a Nazarite for the Lord, he shall abstain from wine and strong drink. He shall consume no vinegar, whether made from wine or strong drink, nor shall he drink any grape juice, nor eat fresh or dried grapes. All the days of his consecration he shall not eat anything that is produced from the grapevine, from the seeds even to the skin. All of the days of his vow of consecration no razor shall pass over his head. He shall be holy until the days are fulfilled which he lives as a Nazarite for the Lord. He shall let the locks of his hair on his head grow long. All the days of his life as a Nazarite for the Lord, he shall not come up to a dead person. He shall not make himself unclean for his father or for his mother, for his brother or for his sister, when they die, because his consecration to God is on his head. All the days of his consecration he is holy to the Lord. But if someone dies very suddenly beside him, and he defiles his consecrated head of hair, then he shall shave his head on the day when he becomes clean. He shall shave it on the seventh day. Then on the eighth day he shall bring two turtle doves, or two young doves, to the priest, to the entrance of the tent of meeting. And the priest shall offer one as a sin offering, and the other as a burnt offering, and make atonement for him, regarding his sin, because of the dead person. And on that same day he shall consecrate his head, and shall live his days of consecration as a Nazarite for the Lord, and shall bring a male lamb a year old as a guilt offering. But the preceding days will not count because his consecration was defiled. Now this is the law of the Nazarite when the days of his consecration are fulfilled. He shall bring his offering to the entrance of the tent of meeting, and he shall present his offering to the Lord, one male lamb a year old without defect as a burnt offering, one ewe lamb a year old without defect as a sin offering, one ram without defect as a peace offering, and a basket of unleavened loaves of fine flour mixed with oil, and unleavened wafers spread with oil, along with their grain offering and their drink offering. Then the priest shall present them before the Lord, and offer his sin offering and his burnt offering. He shall also offer the ram as a sacrifice of peace offerings to the Lord, together with the basket of unleavened bread. The priest shall also offer its grain offering and its drink offering. The Nazarite shall then shave his consecrated head of hair at the entrance of the tent of meeting, and take the consecrated hair of his head, and put it on the fire which is under the sacrifice of peace offerings. And the priest shall take the ram's shoulder when it has been boiled, and one unleavened loaf from the basket, and one unleavened wafer, and shall put them on the hands of the Nazarite, after he has shaved his consecrated hair. Then the priest shall wave them as a wave offering before the Lord. It is holy for the priest, together with the breast offered as a wave offering, and the thigh offered as a contribution, and afterward the Nazarite may drink wine. This is the law of the Nazarite who vows his offering to the Lord according to his consecration, in addition to what else he can afford, corresponding to his vow which he makes. So he shall do according to the law of his consecration. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, in this way you shall bless the sons of Israel. You are to say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his face to you and give you peace. So they shall invoke my name on the sons of Israel, and then I will bless them." Now on the day that Moses had finished setting up the tabernacle, he anointed it and consecrated it with all its furnishings, and the altar and all its utensils. He anointed them and consecrated them also. Then the leaders of Israel, the heads of their fathers' households, made an offering. They were the leaders of the tribes. They were the supervisors over the numbered men. When they brought their offering before the Lord, 6 covered carts and 12 oxen, a cart for every 2 of the leaders and an ox for each one, then they presented them in front of the tabernacle. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Accept these things from them, that they may be used in the service of the tent of meeting, and you shall give them to the Levites, to each man according to his service." So Moses took the carts and the oxen and gave them to the Levites. 2 carts and 4 oxen he gave to the sons of Gershon, according to their service, and 4 carts and 8 oxen he gave to the sons of Merari, according to their service, under the direction of Ithamar, the sons of Aaron, the priest. But he did not give any to the sons of Kohath, because theirs was the service of the holy objects, which they carried on their shoulder. And the leaders offered the dedication offering for the altar when it was anointed. So the leaders offered their offering before the altar. Then the Lord said to Moses, "They shall present their offering, 1 leader each day, for the dedication of the altar." Now the one who presented his offering on the first day was Nashon, the son of Amminadab, of the tribe of Judah, and his offering was 1 silver dish whose weight was 130 shekels, and 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels in sanctuary shekels, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil as a grain offering, 1 gold pan of 10 shekels full of incense, 1 bull, 1 ram, and 1 male lamb 1 year old, as a burnt offering, 1 male goat as a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs 1 year old. This was the offering of Nashon, the son of Amminadab. On the second day, Nethanel, the son of Zuar, leader of Issachar, presented an offering. He presented as his offering 1 silver dish whose weight was 130 shekels, and 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels in sanctuary shekels, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil as a grain offering, 1 gold pan of 10 shekels, full of incense, 1 bull, 1 ram, and 1 male lamb, 1 year old, as a burnt offering, 1 male goat as a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs 1 year old. This was the offering of Nethanel, the son of Zuar. On the third day, it was Eliab, the son of Helon, leader of the sons of Zebulun. His offering was also 1 silver dish, whose weight was 130 shekels, and 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels in the sanctuary shekels, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil as a grain offering, 1 gold pan of 10 shekels, full of incense, 1 bull, 1 ram, and 1 male lamb, 1 year old, as a burnt offering, 1 male goat as a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs, 1 year old. This was the offering of Eliab, the son of Helon. On the fourth day, it was Eleazar, the son of Shedeur, the leader of the sons of Reuben. His offering was also 1 silver dish whose weight was 130 shekels, and 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels in the sanctuary shekels, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil as a grain offering, 1 gold pan of 10 shekels full of incense, 1 bull, 1 ram, and 1 male lamb 1 year old as a burnt offering, 1 male goat as a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs 1 year old. This was the offering of Eleazar, the son of Shedeur. On the fifth day, it was Shelumiel, the son of Zurishaddai, leaders of the sons of Simeon. His offering was also one silver dish whose weight was 130 shekels, and one silver bowl of 70 shekels in sanctuary shekels, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil as a grain offering, one gold pan of 10 shekels full of incense, one bull, one ram, and one male lamb 1 year old as a burnt offering, one male goat as a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs 1 year old. This was the offering of Shelumiel, the son of Zurishaddai. On the 6th day, it was Eliasaph, the son of Deuel, the leader of the sons of Gad. His offering was also 1 silver dish, whose weight was 130 shekels, and 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels in sanctuary shekels, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil as a grain offering, 1 gold pan of 10 shekels full of incense, 1 bull, 1 ram, and 1 male lamb 1 year old as a burnt offering, 1 male goat as a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs 1 year old. This was the offering of Eliasaph, the son of Deuel. On the 7th day, it was Elishama, the son of Ammihud, leader of the sons of Ephraim. His offering was also 1 silver dish whose weight was 130 shekels, and 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels in sanctuary shekels, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil as a grain offering, 1 gold pan of 10 shekels, full of incense, 1 bull, 1 ram, and 1 male lamb 1 year old as a burnt offering, 1 male goat as a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs 1 year old. This was the offering of Elishama, the son of Ammihud. On the 8th day, it was Gamaliel, the son of Pedazur, leader of the sons of Manasseh. His offering was also 1 silver dish whose weight was 130 shekels, and 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels in sanctuary shekels, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil as a grain offering, 1 gold pan of 10 shekels full of incense, 1 bull, 1 ram, and 1 male lamb 1 year old as a burnt offering, 1 male goat as a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs 1 year old. This was the offering of Gamaliel, son of Pedazur. On the 9th day, it was Abadan, the son of Gideoni, the leader of the sons of Benjamin. His offering was also 1 silver dish, whose weight was 130 shekels, and 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels in sanctuary shekels, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil as a grain offering, 1 gold pan of 10 shekels full of incense, 1 bull, 1 ram, and 1 male lamb 1 year old as a burnt offering, 1 male goat as a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs 1 year old. This was the offering of Abadan, the son of Gideoni. On the 10th day, it was Ahizer, the son of Amishadai, leader of the sons of Dan. His offering was also 1 silver dish, whose weight was 130 shekels, and 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels in sanctuary shekels, both of them of fine flour mixed with oil as a grain offering, 1 gold pan of 10 shekels, full of incense, 1 bull, 1 ram, and 1 male lamb 1 year old as a burnt offering, 1 male goat as a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs 1 year old. This was the offering of Ahiezer, the son of Amishadai. On the 11th day, it was Pagiel, the son of Ochran, the leader of the sons of Asher. His offering was also one silver dish, whose weight was 130 shekels, and one silver bowl of 70 shekels in sanctuary shekels, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil as a grain offering, one gold pan of 10 shekels full of incense, one bull, one ram, and one male lamb 1 year old as a burnt offering, one male goat as a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs 1 year old. This was the offering of Pagiel, the son of Ochran. On the 12th day, it was Ahira, the son of Enan, leader of the sons of Naphtali. His offering was also 1 silver dish, whose weight was 130 shekels, and 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels in sanctuary shekels, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil as a grain offering, 1 gold pan of 10 shekels full of incense, 1 bull, 1 ram, and 1 male lamb 1 year old as a burnt offering, 1 male goat as a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs 1 year old. This was the offering of Ahira, the son of Enan. This was the dedication offering for the altar from the leaders of Israel when it was anointed. 12 silver dishes, 12 silver bowls, and 12 gold pans, each silver dish weighing 130 shekels, and each bowl 70. All the silver of the utensils totaled 2,400 in sanctuary shekels. The 12 gold pans full of incense, weighing 10 shekels apiece in sanctuary shekels, all the gold of the pans totaled 120 shekels. All the oxen for the burnt offering totaled 12 bulls, all the rams 12, the male lambs 1 year old with their grain offering 12, and the male goats as a sin offering 12. And all the oxen for the sacrifice of peace offerings totaled 24 bulls, all the rams 60, the male goats 60, and the male lambs 1 year old 60. This was the dedication offering for the altar after it was anointed. Now, when Moses entered the tent of meeting to speak with him, he heard the voice speaking to him from above the atoning cover that was on the Ark of the Testimony, from between the 2 cherubim. So he spoke to him. Luke 20. On one of the days while he was teaching the people in the temple and preaching the gospel, the chief priests and the scribes with the elders confronted him, and they declared, saying to him, "Tell us by what authority you are doing these things, or who is the one who gave you this authority?" But he replied to them, "I will also ask you a question, and you tell me. Was the baptism of John from heaven or from men?" They discussed among themselves, saying, "If we say from heaven, he will say, 'Why did you not believe him?' But if we say from men, all the people will stone us to death, since they are convinced that John was a prophet." And so they answered that they did not know where it came from. And Jesus said to them, "Neither am I telling you by what authority I do these things." But he began to tell the people this parable. A man planted a vineyard and leased it to vine growers, and went on a journey for a long time. At the harvest time, he sent a slave to the vine growers so that they would give him his share of the produce of the vineyard. But the vine growers beat him and sent him away empty-handed, and he proceeded to send another slave. But they beat him and also treated him shamefully and sent him away empty-handed. And he proceeded to send a third, but this one too they wounded and threw out. Now the owner of the vineyard said, "What am I to do? I will send my beloved son, Perhaps they will respect him. But when the vine growers saw him, they discussed with one another, saying, This is the heir. Let's kill him, so that the inheritance will be ours. And so they threw him out of the vineyard and killed him. What, then, will the owner of the vineyard do to them? He will come and put these vine growers to death, and will give the vineyard to others. However, when they heard this, they said, May it never happen. But Jesus looked at them and said, Then what is this statement that has been written? A stone which the builders rejected, this has become the chief cornerstone. Everyone who falls on that stone will be broken to pieces, but on whomever it falls, it will crush him. The scribes and the chief priests tried to lay hands on him that very hour, and yet they feared the people, for they were aware that he had spoken this parable against them, and so they watched him closely, and they sent spies who pretended to be righteous, in order that they might catch him in some statement, so that they could hand him over to the jurisdiction and authority of the governor. And the spies questioned him, saying, Teacher, we know that you speak and teach correctly, and you are not partial to anyone, but you teach the way of God on the basis of truth. Is it permissible for us to pay taxes to Caesar or not? But he saw through their trickery and said to them, Show me a denarius. Whose image and inscription does it have? They said, Caesar's. And he said to them, Then pay to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. And they were unable to catch him in a statement in the presence of the people, and they were amazed at his answer, and said nothing. Now some of the Sadducees, who maintain that there is no resurrection, came to him, and they questioned him, saying, Teacher, Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother dies, leaving a wife, and he is childless, that his brother is to marry the wife and raise up children for his brother. So then, there were seven brothers, and the first took a wife and died childless, and the second and the third married her, and in the same way all seven died, leaving no children. Finally, the woman also died. Therefore, in the resurrection, which one's wife does the woman become? For all seven married her. Jesus said to them, The sons of this age marry, and the women are given in marriage. But those who are considered worthy to attain to that age and the resurrection from the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage, for they cannot even die anymore. For they are like angels and are sons of God, being sons of the resurrection. But as for the fact that the dead are raised, even Moses revealed this in the passage about the burning bush, where he calls the Lord the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Now he is not the God of the dead, but of the living, for all live to him. Some of the scribes answered and said, Teacher, you have spoken well. For they did not have the courage to question him any longer about anything. But he said to them, How is it that they say the Christ is David's son? For David himself says in the book of Psalms, The Lord said to my Lord, Sit at my right hand, until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet. Therefore David calls him Lord, and so how is he his son? And while all the people were listening, he said to the disciples, Beware of the scribes, who like to walk around in long robes, and love personal greetings in the marketplaces, and chief seats in the synagogues, and places of honor at banquets, who devour widows' houses, and for appearance's sake offer long prayers. These will receive all the more condemnation. 1 Corinthians 13. If I speak with the tongues of mankind and of angels, but do not have love, I have become a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and know all the mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. And if I give away all my possessions to charity, and if I surrender my body so that I may glory, but do not have love, it does me no good. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not jealous. Love does not brag. It is not arrogant. It does not act disgracefully. It does not seek its own benefit. It is not provoked. Does not keep an account of wrong suffered. It does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with truth. It keeps every confidence. It believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails, but if there are gifts of prophecy, they will be done away with. If there are tongues, they will cease. If there is knowledge, it will be done away with. For we know in part, and prophesy in part. But when the perfect comes, the partial will be done away with. When I was a child, I used to speak like a child, think like a child, reason like a child. When I became a man, I did away with childish things. For now we see in a mirror dimly. But then, face to face, now I know in part, but then I will know fully. Just as I have also been fully known, but now faith, hope, and love remain. These three, but the greatest of these is love. Proverbs 23:1-12. When you sit down to dine with a ruler, consider carefully what is before you, and put a knife to your throat if you are a person of great appetite. Do not desire his delicacies, for it is deceptive food. Do not worry yourself to gain wealth. Stop dwelling on it. When you set your eyes on it, it is gone. For wealth certainly makes itself wings, like an eagle that flies toward the heavens. Do not eat the bread of a selfish person, or desire his delicacies. For as he thinks within himself, so he is. He says to you, eat and drink, but his heart is not with you. You will vomit up the morsel you have eaten, and waste your compliments. Do not speak to be heard by a fool, for he will despise the wisdom of your words. Do not move the ancient boundary, or go into the fields of the fatherless, for their Redeemer is strong. He will plead their case against you. Apply your heart to discipline, and your ears to words of knowledge. Psalm 49. Hear this, all peoples. Listen, all inhabitants of the world, both low and high, rich and poor together. My mouth will speak wisdom, and the meditation of my heart will be understanding. I will incline my ear to a proverb. I will express my riddle on the harp. Why should I fear in the days of adversity, when the injustice of those who betray me surrounds me? Those who trust in their wealth and boast in the abundance of their riches. No one can by any means redeem another, or give God a ransom for him. For the redemption of his soul is priceless, and he should cease imagining forever, that he might live on eternally, that he might not undergo decay. For he sees that even wise people die, the foolish and the stupid alike perish, and leave their wealth to others. Their inner thoughts is that their houses are forever, and their dwelling places to all generations. They have named their lands after their own names. But man in his splendor will not endure. He is like the animals that perish. This is the way of those who are foolish, and of those after them who approve their words. Like sheep they sink down to Sheol. Death will be their shepherd. and the upright will rule over them in the morning, and their form shall be for Sheol to consume, so that they have no lofty home. But God will redeem my soul from the power of Sheol, for he will receive me. Do not be afraid when a person becomes rich, when the splendor of his house is increased. For when he dies, he will take nothing with him. His wealth will not descend after him. Though while he lives, he congratulates himself. And though people praise you when you do well for yourself, he will go to the generation of his fathers. They will never see the light. Mankind in its splendor, yet without understanding, is like animals that perish.